if you have really high treatment fidelity or integrity and the student is doing really terrific, then there is some cause for continuing the program and the belief that it is contributing to the kind of positive outcomes that you're observing in the student. It's also possible that you could have a program with very high fidelity, but the student is not making progress on the measures that you have selected. And that could mean one of several things. One is that perhaps the program, even though it's being implemented with high fidelity, is not particularly well matched to the nature of the problem. That is, there are perhaps elements of the child's problem that have not been considered. Perhaps there are certain measures that are being used to assess the outcome that are not capturing the kinds of outcomes you'd like to observe. So that is a possible perplexing problem that the educator has to consider, but it could very well result in changing the intervention program in some way or the instructional procedures to make it more potent or stronger. If low fidelity is there, either seeing or not seeing change in the child, it really means that you need to focus on addressing the low fidelity, because low fidelity of the program means you have to engage in a problem-solving process to determine whether you can improve the fidelity and then make a decision about whether the child improves or is not improving. If the child improves, then obviously you're making the kinds of decisions that will result in positive student outcomes. But if the child, after you improve the fidelity of the program, is not improving, then you may have to consider the nature of the program, the context of implementation, the types of measures that are being used, possibly adding another program, etc. So the issue of low fidelity causes more complexity, actually, in decision-making and the problem-solving process. You have a number of different forks in the road to consider under conditions of low fidelity, which, by the way, attests to the need for implementing programs with high fidelity.